You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, one of Wisconsin's oldest state parks is celebrating a major milestone this weekend. We'll learn more as we visit the banks of the Mississippi River. First, between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Randy Bryce. He's an iron worker, former union organizer, and a veteran. He's a Democrat running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. I talked to him earlier today. Randy Bryce, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, if you had 30 seconds or so to make your pitch to voters in the 1st Congressional District, what would you tell them about your campaign?
Well, it's a people-powered campaign, and we've been able to bring together, it's pretty much a united Democratic effort. You know, we don't have Bernie people, we don't have Hillary people, it's all Randy people, and it's all about working people. We have over, you know, several hundreds of people, volunteers that have been coming up, really excited about now that we've repealed Paul Ryan, actually replacing him with a working person. And it's great to know that I have the support of my neighbors and co-workers, being a lifelong resident of the area, having served in the Army, and also understanding a little bit what it's like to struggle, having been diagnosed with cancer while working two full-time jobs and not being covered with insurance. Been very involved with labor activities and veteran issues as well in the state of Wisconsin, especially since Scott Walker was elected to office, and saw that it doesn't, you know, it's great to organize protests, to go and testify on behalf of legislation, but we need to get more working people elected to Congress. We have over, right now, Congress is made up, over half are millionaires and don't understand what it's like to struggle. So I'm looking forward to going and representing the hardworking people of Wisconsin's 1st District.
If you're elected, what would your key issues be in Congress?
Definitely at the top of the list is health care. I mean, again, having been diagnosed with cancer and not having insurance, I know how it can really put somebody into the hole. And not only that, but my mom has MS, my dad has Alzheimer's, and it's an issue that's always being brought up on the campaign trail, people not being able to afford their medications or even just see a doctor. And when the choice is to either buy groceries for food or to go get something medically taken care of, that shouldn't be a choice that people have to worry about.
They've pointed toward your personal story a fair amount in your campaign. People have pointed toward some issues where you've taken heat in the past. You've had arrests, including marijuana possession, drunken driving. People point to issues stemming from back child support. These are all in the public now. What do you tell people about that?
Well, I had 20 years ago, I did receive an OUI, and it was, you know, early on in my ironworking career. I was an apprentice. Had a job in the UP, and I take full responsibility for that. You know, I had too many beers, got behind the wheel. And when I went to get that taken care of, I didn't hire an attorney. I told the magistrate I did something wrong. I'm here to accept my punishment and make things right. Again, that was 20 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. And as far as with working with my with the child support, it's you know, there were times when it was hard. I got laid off in the winter, and as when you're working outdoors to make a living, there's not always work available, especially in a cold Wisconsin winter. No, new jobs aren't starting up. So I'm grateful that I was able to work with my ex-wife, my son's mother. She knew what was going on, and we worked together. We put our son first, and she even wrote a statement asking that people not make it into a political issue because she never made it a complaint. We always, you know, our son always had what he needed. We have a fantastic relationship to this day. But I do understand struggles that working people face. And that gives me more credibility to go and fight for people that also have to face these issues. It's, you know, I'm not getting money from like Big Pharma or Wall Street that want something in return. This is people giving, we've been able to bring in over $6 million and average contribution has been like $25 a person. People know that I'm going to stand up for them because I know what it's like and how hard it is to make it these days.
Now, you started your campaign as a challenger to House Speaker Paul Ryan. He has represented the district for nearly 20 years. How do you think he has served the people in the district?
Well, you know, he started off nice enough guy, promising to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which are issues that really were important to the people here. It used to be a manufacturing center when he first started. Since then, we've lost several manufacturing plants. A big GM plant in his backyard at Janesville is under demolition right now. We had an American Motors plant in Kenosha. That's gone as well. And even up Mill Creek, Delphi left. And just most recently, we saw where he was headed. He was giving $1.5 trillion to people that don't need $1.5 trillion. And then the next week, you know, next week we see that he wants to go after Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Started off as a nice guy, but, you know, nobody has done more to attack those programs since he's been in than Paul Ryan. And he wants whoever follows him to continue in his footsteps. And we can't allow that to happen. These are issues that are too important to the hardworking people of First District.
Talking to Randy Bryce about his campaign to represent Wisconsin's first congressional district. He's in the Democratic primary. What are some of the issues in that district? What are things that are coming out of that part of Wisconsin that you think may be overlooked in national politics on the national stage?
Well, one of the big things is good paying jobs. And because of all the really good auto worker jobs that are left, you know, Governor Walker is trying to sell his low unemployment rate. But the fact is the reason people have a lot of jobs here is because you need two or three just to get by. We're hardworking people, and, you know, with the job outlook not being that great, and the attacks on education, too, we need a lot more to be hopeful about, which is why I think you're seeing this great enthusiasm in the First District to make a change and have somebody, you know, that understands what's going on and what it's like to have to struggle to keep a roof over your head to get elected.
So what kind of changes would you like to see in federal policy that would help with job creation, not just job creation, as you're saying, but better paying jobs?
Well, I mean, one of my main issues is health care, and that's why I'm in favor of Medicare for All, because not only is it the right thing to do to allow people to stay healthy, you can't work unless you're healthy, but also we just saw that there was a Koch brother report that said, you know, admitted that we're going to save money by going to a Medicare for All problem. And also it's the right thing to do from an economic standpoint, because small businesses now, I've talked to some people that want to start their own business, and health care is an issue that, you know, right now it's kind of in limbo. But if we had some kind of Medicare for All, that would be one less huge hurdle that somebody that wants to start up a business would have to deal with. As well as we had an entire GE plant pick up and move the entire factory from Waukesha to Canada. And Paul Ryan stated it had something to do with the tax rate. But if you look at the big picture, it's, you know, what does Canada have that we don't have? And they have a universal type of health care, and that's something that we don't have.
Now, that report you referenced says, you know, comparing the costs of that Medicare for All plan to what we're paying in the whole medical system, there would be those savings, but that would be a lot more money flowing through the federal government. It would be a huge outlay, a big change in the tax system to be required to support that. Do you think the American people can get behind that?
Oh, absolutely. When it's explained to them, right now we're paying, we're paying for insurance that we can't afford to use. And I'm hearing people, and I've done this in the past, too, where it's like, you know, you get through 8 months out of the year without needing to go see a doctor. And then it was like, well, is it important enough to go now or, you know, to fulfill our deductible? Or can we wait till the end of the year and start new? You know, deductibles are one thing, too. And the thing is that we're going to have to pay for people's health insurance who aren't covered. We're doing that now with higher premiums. So I think it just makes so much more sense to let people get covered now so you can go see a doctor, get regular checkups, get in the mindset of seeing a doctor at least annually so you can find a problem before it gets to be too big. Because if you can't afford to see a doctor now, you're not going to be able to afford the extra charges when you have to go be admitted into the emergency room with the extra fees for that taking place.
I want to spend a few moments on an issue big in national politics. You feature it on your campaign website, immigration. What are some of your key points on immigration issues?
Well, number one, we need to have a Clean Dream Act. because we were promised. Congress, this is something that's a bipartisan issue that Republicans and Democrats agree that we need to take care of the Dreamers. I'm also in favor of DAPA, which is taking care of their parents, to make sure that we have a streamlined means of getting documentation. These are hardworking people that are already in the country. And, you know, especially in the Dreamers, when it comes to them, this is the only country they've ever lived in. They were brought here with no choice of their own. And now, you know, you need to be in the program. You have to have a clean police record. And you need to either be working or attending school full time. That's something that's extremely important. I've also come out in favor of abolishing ICE. And, you know, that's something that even ICE members have. There were 19 ICE officers that stated, you know, we're not being used the way we should be under President Trump. And to have a personal deportation force is just unacceptable in my eyes. And especially so when you're talking to the immigrant community and you mention the word ICE and just see the fear in children's eyes. ICE just took away a member of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Racine. He was coming back. His crime is coming back from his home at 3 a.m. We're visiting his mom at 3 a.m. ICE picked him up, and now there's a press conference. I think it already took place. But we're going to have, you know, a rally tomorrow night as well in support of him. He has a family, I think, like 7 children. But he's been an asset to the community. And to have ICE pick him up for not committing any crime, that's unacceptable.
And we'll leave it there for now. Randy Bryce, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a fantastic day.
Randy Bryce is running as a Democrat for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. Janesville school board member Kathy Myers is also running. She'll join us this time tomorrow. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. Find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org.